a little more than 24 hours out now from getting the call to say that you won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Now, has it actually sunk in yet? You are a Nobel Prize award winner.
It has, but there is an overwhelming appreciation, both from my colleagues and friends here in the United States, as well as from my home country in Turkey. So it's been challenging to deal with that.
In your initial press conference, you spoke a little bit about the journey leading to Carolina, where you started professionally in 1982. What has it meant to be working at Carolina with the resources that are available and the great work that's being done by researchers on campus, and obviously your research being included in that as well?
Carolina has been an outstanding place to carry first-rate research, and I'm very grateful for what Carolina has done for me. And I think one point that I made yesterday and I would like to make again, Carolina is a very progressive university. I came here in 1982 with my wife on the faculty. At the time, not a single university in the South would hire husband and wife to their faculty. So that we were hired by Mary Ellen Jones, after whom we named the building later on. But I think Carolina has that tradition of course, high-quality science, but also progressive view that promote women as well as other minorities.
Now, the research that you are being honored for with the Nobel Prize goes on DNA mapping, DNA repair. Can you walk us through the tangible ways that that is making an impact today?
The particular repair mechanism that that we worked out is important for preventing skin carcinogenesis. It's the main defense mechanism against the damage that's caused by sunlight or tanning booth that causes skin cancer. At the same time, that same mechanism is important for cancer cells to defend themselves against some of the anti-cancer drugs. And so if we can manage to find a way to disrupt that mechanism, in specifically an anti-cancer drug, we would increase the efficiency and reduce the side effect of anti-cancer drugs. And so those are the sort of practical application, translation research, if you may, if our work. And of course, this has a, it is a summary of 40 years of work, and it has involved many technical developments.
Now, with it being a culmination of decades of work, was your pathway in science always going down this avenue, or did you have a little bit of a waver here and there before you found what you were really hunting for?
My path hasn't really changed over the years. I got a medical degree in Turkey and practiced as a village doctor for a couple of years before coming here, but in medical school, I had decided to become a scientist and to come to this country because this is where science was done. And so I came here, and I was very fortunate to end up in the lab of Stan Rupert, who had discovered DNA repair. It was at very basic level. Nothing he or no one else knew anything about how it worked, but he had discovered it, and I was very fortunate to join his lab, and he was not only an outstanding scientist, he has been one of the best human beings I ever met. He's 96 years old, and when I got the Nobel Prize, I was very pleased, of course, but equally pleased in being able to call my mentor and professor and tell him that I got the award.
Now, this year, you're sharing the award with Paul Modrick from Duke University, someone that you described as a very good friend and colleague. What is it like to win the award the same year as him?
We work on different repair mechanisms, so there was really never a tension between us of who is going to discover what first. So that was never an issue because, like I said, there are several DNA repair mechanisms. And so my friend Paul Modrich was working on one, and I was working on two other DNA repair mechanisms. So at one point, of course, in the cell, every system communicates with every other system. At certain points, we decided to look into this interfacing of the two repair pathways, and we work on those and published three or four papers together. But for the most part, our research has been on different topics in the field of DNA repair. And so there was really never a feeling of competition.
But being awarded at the same time, that was quite a unique situation.
It was, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say this publicly or not, but it is not public. I've been nominating Paul for the Nobel Prize, I believe, for the last 10 years. I don't know who nominated me, but I always thought he deserved the Nobel Prize, and I have been nominating him for a number of years now.